We drink our wine chilled too.
Like I
red,
love
white, all of it.
I remember you saying you drank red chilled, and I was like, oh, good, because I can't stand like warm red.
I mean, ew, I'll drink room temperature red if
you're
I'm
supposed
in that
to
situation.
Drink.
Yeah.
You're supposed to drink room temperature red.
Oh, thank you.
I will if I'm at a winery.
Yes.
That's about it, though.
Yeah, because I don't want to, like, look, like, uncultured.
Yeah, right?
You uncultured
swine.
Can
I get an ice cube?
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Wind Down. I am Jackie D., the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacy, the new age old school mom.
I'm Big Jean, the feisty feminist.
I'm Erin, the geeky gal pal.
Oh, that was funny, Jean. tonight,
I love your son. What can I say?
I know. He's real funny. I'm drinking Brew Free or Die, 21st Amendment Brewery. It's an IPA. I got it because the can, look, it's got Abraham Lincoln on it.
It's
a picture of like Mount Rushmore. It's okay. It's not one of my favorites. I've drank it before, but it's also not, it's entirely okay. That's all I have to say about it.
I didn't even hear it. It broke up.
Yeah, you cut
time.
Out.
Yeah, you totally cut out, so I didn't hear a damn thing.
Well, since I did the recording, everybody else heard it, so I won't repeat it.
Oh. All I heard was, because it's, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
I thought it was like some callback to Forrest Gump or something. I was like, well, I missed that a whole part.
No, I said it's just okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm drinking Kirkland Malbec. But it's actually, like, I was reading the back because I was like, is this really just, like, Kirkland wine that's kind of, like, lame? But it was, like, $9. And it says... Argentina's most acclaimed wine region for the Malbec. Mendoza province is in the foothills of the Andes Mountains. The grapes for the Kirkland Signature Malbec are grown between 2,800 and 3,300 feet above sea level. This deep purple Malbec has intense fruit notes of plum and cherries and a long rounded finish. It displays a perfect balance of ripe fruit coupled with oak spice from 12 months of careful aging in French oak barrels.
Ooh.
So I was like, okay, how fancy is that?
That's
for
real
Costco?
Fancy for Kirkland, yeah.
I know, and it says, crafted at the Broquil Winery in Mendoza, this Malbec was produced specifically for Kirkland Signature.
Wow.
You know what? If you put signature at the end of anything, it sounds sophisticated.
Oh,
right?
For sure.
Way fancy.
For sure.
Walmart signature toilet paper. Automatically.
That's the good shit.
You
That's
totally
like the Target
automatically
shit right
think
there.
You're wealthy. I'm drinking Poland Springs, 100% natural spring water, because unlike these gals, I started drinking at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But what I did drink was Coppola Chardonnay, which was delicious.
Ooh, you can go to Coppola here.
90-plus sparkling rosé.
That's real good.
Which was also fantastic. And then I finished out my extended happy hour with Menage a Trois red blend.
We can go there. You can go to that winery while you're here, too. The cool thing about Coppola is that it's a whole film museum for everything he's ever done at the winery, too. And it's like interactive. You can sit at the Godfather's like desk.
So you're going to take me there?
Sure.
All right. Sounds great to me.
We'll go to Menage a Trois too, because you can actually play games and stuff there.
I would like to go along. Hello. Can I also go, or are you going to leave me at the house?
You haven't bought your ticket yet, so we're not worried about you.
Au contraire, mon frère. I think I'm going to buy it. No, but I'm going to do it tonight.
You bitch. You better get it.
I'm going to do it. Do not worry. I am going to be there with bells on.
Let me tell you this. Plane tickets are not going to get cheaper than they are right now.
I know. Believe me. I know. I should have bought it a week ago.
Don't make me be the only intrusive house guest.
I will never allow that. Right. I am drinking Apothic Rosé. And yeah. I feel like you guys talk about Apothic a lot.
I love Apothic. Right?
Okay. Love it. I was like, I feel like that.
It's like a decent wine here in California for like $8.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, this is good. I'm digging it. It's really good so far. I'm not going to read the back, but it's good. I'm really enjoying it, and I would totally buy it again. And I'm totally rosé and all night in here.
I think it's rosé all day.
All right. We'll let it happen.
Yes. Well, yes.
So this week we are going to do some, I'm sorry, my dog is barking because she's the worst. We're going to do some listener questions. Let me open them up here.
Oh, I need to open mine too.
We're going to start with some easy ones. All right. Mindy wants to know, where is the first place you are all going to go when this is over?
Bar.
I'm going to go see Stacy as soon as this is over.
Yeah, I'm not like jonesing to run out and go places right away. I feel like I'm gonna like still kind of stay at home a lot. I'm not running to Disneyland. Like, I joke about doing it, but I'm gonna wait a couple months. So I'll probably go to Target, but just one time just to do it, and then I'm gonna still hang out at home for the summer.
You want to see how many people die first before you jump into the
fray? Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good strategy, Stace.
If I could go somewhere without wearing a face mask and just sit, it would be Panera. I would go there in a heartbeat. I would be like, oh, I've missed you so much, Panera. It's the face mask. Like, I don't want to go sit there and write with a face mask on. Like, I don't want to go to Disney with a face mask on.
Yeah.
I just like, I want to be the, when I go somewhere, I want it. I know it's never going to be normal again, but I also don't want it to be so far removed from normal that it doesn't even have any joy in it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about like that kind of stuff. Like, I don't,
of course you are.
I know. Cause I fucking worry about everything. I'm like, oh, the wind's blowing. Hurricane season. Fuck.
Oh, it's in the wind.
The next question is from Nikki. She said, what would each of you do if you had the ability to be invisible for a year? What would you do with that power?
Oh, my. Somebody else better go first, because I
have questions about this. Like, invisible when I choose to be, or invisible for the whole year? Because that would be real sad for me because of my kid.
Yeah.
I don't want... It has to be when you choose to be. Like, yeah. Let's just go with that, because if it's for the whole year, I don't want it. Please take it away.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then I would mysteriously get rid of Donald Trump.
I mean...
I didn't even think of that.
You're welcome.
Wow, Jackie, that was... Leave it to you to come up with the best idea ever on that.
Right?
Yeah. I'm thinking of all the hot celebrity actresses I could stalk. Follow them into their homes and they wouldn't even know it. That's where my sick brain was going.
Yeah, you're crazy.
But I like your idea better, Jackie.
I feel like I would find a way to do some damage to, like, just some random people that need karma to hit them.
So not random. Very specific people.
They're random. But I'd be like, oh my God, my invisible superhero name would be like the, you know, Karma Camellia or something. You know what I mean? Like, it would be like Karma
Chameleon, yes. Yeah,
but like, I would be like, or like the invisibility Klarma instead of cloak.
I like that. Be like,
that's good.
I'm a woman. So, like, you know, when somebody's like dog shits on your driveway and you go pick it up and like put it on their like front porch,
right? You'd be invisible. You could be like, Karma strikes again.
You like could that put idea. That shit all over the windshield of their car and spread it like frosting, and nobody would ever know it's you.
Love it.
Yeah. Love it. I'm curious, like, if I'm invisible, could people still bump into me, or am I like transparent, like see-through too. Like, I mean, you know, with, like their hand would go through me.
No, I don't think that's the case.
It would be really fun if you were invisible, but they could still bump into you.
See, I'm thinking like then I couldn't sneak onto like airplanes and travel the world. Because like, where would I sit? People would sit on me and be like, oh, excuse me.
You could. You just have to stand up the whole time.
That would suck.
Or you could go into like baggage claim or the baggage area. Yeah. But I feel like if it's like an invisibility cloak, I feel like they would still, don't you, you know, like his, you could still, couldn't, I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah, because I think to be able to pick stuff up, like he was like solid still.
Yeah, right. But is it like Ghost, where, you know, like the movie Ghost, where he like could like channel his energy into pushing people, but he was just completely invisible like a ghost?
Yeah, right. I would like it if it was like that.
It's just like, yeah.
I don't think Nikki intended for us to think this deeply about it. I think you can make the parameters whatever you want because it's never going to happen.
True.
Well, I still like the idea of being able to, like, sneak into one of my favorite hot actresses' dressing rooms and just kind of
watch. Look out, Jane Fonda. Jane's coming for you.
I was totally thinking of Jane Fonda. Totally thinking of her because I was just watching her. I was just watching her 2.5-hour biography on HBO the other night.
That is really good.
So the same Nikki also wants to know, if you were elected president, what would be your first order when sworn into office?
To undo pages. Right. To undo everything Donald Trump did.
Yes.
Whatever executive order he signed in, I'd undo it.
Yeah. Oh, I would totally get rid of the trans ban in the military. And I would also get a replacement for RBG lined up. Not that I want her to step down because I love her more than I love rosé wine. But I would have a replacement lined up for her. And you know what? Maybe even another one. I'd have two Supreme Court justices lined up.
That's big.
About you, Stace?
I would immediately call you and be like, oh God, somebody put me in office. What do I do? There has been a mistake, Jax.
Stacey would appoint a goat to a cabinet position.
I agree with Dean about the trans ban for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things. I also have some strong feelings about executive orders because I don't think we have checks and balances in place for a reason. And I don't think the president's executive order should carry as much weight as they do, because it's all well and fine when it's someone in there that you like, but then look how much damage Trump can do with executive orders. So,
oh, hell yeah.
And the problem with executive orders is it creates inconsistency, because you could have a pandemic response team in the Obama administration and then it be fired under the Trump administration. Like, there's a reason that it should go through a little bit more rigorous process than they normally do. But yeah, I would definitely release the kids in cages like immediately.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be like a little bit like 9 to 5 when they the shackles fall off. Like they're all like, oh,
playing a hallelujah is playing, yeah.
It's like the ringing of the bells.
Yeah, when his big fat orange ass is escorted out of the White House, all the shackles will come off. All the normal people. Yeah,
he's like catapulted through the window, like in 9 to 5, onto the fucking street. Pow!
Why? Because you're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical. Bingo! Bingo!
Bingo!
That's okay. Right.
Next question. So this person wants to stay anonymous. They said, I have a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Yes, they know about each other. We're in an open relationship. Recently, I told my girlfriend that I wanted the three of us to do more together. She said that she has no interest in that and if that's my intention to get us all together, she wants to end things because she's strictly a lesbian. I don't want the three of us to date per se, but it would be nice if we could do things in a group. My boyfriend is totally open to the idea. I know I'm sounding super selfish, but it's not that. I really think we'd all get along. If she just wants to be friends with him, that's totally fine, but I feel like she's trying to shut out an entire part of my life, and that hurts my feelings.
So when I first read this, I was kind of confused because she says, I just want them to be friends so we can do stuff together. Like, okay, I got these tickets to, you know, a theme park, and I want to go with all three of us. I don't want to have to choose who I take. But then she says, if he or if she just wants to be friends with him, that's fine. So I'm kind of confused, like, with the wording. Is she trying to just hang out with them as friends, or is she trying to push for a little bit more for, yeah, all three of them?
It seemed like she would go for the threesome sexually, but if the lesbian just wanted to be friends, they'd be cool with that too. That's what I thought.
Yeah. So I could totally see wanting that, wanting to hang out as a group. If you really care about two different people and you're like, man, you guys would really get along, set like feelings aside and just to hang out as a group, I could see wanting to do that.
So I'm going to side with the lesbian on this one and say, I don't think that I would be able put my feelings aside, my jealousy aside. Like, I could possibly, like, you know, have sex and then, you know, go like do stuff together, just me and the girl, and then, you know, have sex, do whatever we do, diddle each other's skittles, and then, like, then break it off. Like, and then, like, you just go on living your life. But, like, I don't know if I could go hang out with them together. Like, I would be very jealous. So I, in my eyes, like, I can understand why the lesbian's kind of like, eh, I don't really, that's not really my cup of tea. That's not really what I'm signing up for. I don't mind that you're going to go off and do it, but I would rather not. So I don't think selfish. I think she's trying to guard her heart.
I agree with Aaron, and I don't know, maybe it's because Aaron, you and I are both gold stars, but I agree with that to the extent that, you know, maybe the lesbian is fine having her relationship with the woman, but if the lesbian is uncomfortable being part of a social threesome, then the woman, you know, the bisexual woman has to appreciate that. She has to validate that. And if what she really wants is a fully, totally open relationship and have like a throuple, because that's what it sounds like. I mean, yeah. You know, even if there's no sex involved in it, there's still emotions involved in it, even if all three of you are just hanging out. And that, you know, if the lesbian says it's cool that you are with him, but I don't want it, then the girl, you know, the girl in the middle has to respect that. But if it's something that she can't live with, well, then you know, maybe she should find another female partner who would be willing to get involved in it. But you can't, you know, can't shut somebody else down just because you think the three of you would make the Three Musketeers.
Yeah,
and I completely agree with Jean. You have to respect her feelings even if you don't agree with them. Relationships are hard and you're not always going to get your way.
Right.
And if that's a deal breaker for you, you should probably find someone else to date. I mean, I get it. I also get what Stacey's saying. I get it. You care about both these people. I'm sure they have similarities that you think that they would get along and have fun together. But it also kind of sounds like, yes, you're okay with the idea of being friends, but you'd be totally open to the idea of the three of you hooking up, which could put your girlfriend in a really awkward situation if that's kind of like what you and your boyfriend had cooked up on the side. Like, as like a, hey, let's try to work this in kind of thing. And it was never the intention just to be friends. It's just too often people get into relationships thinking they're going to change the behaviors of someone or change how they think or change how they feel or change all of these things about them. And that never works. People are who they are. And you can either accept them, flaws and all, for who they are, or you have to move on. And if your girlfriend is not interested in probably ever being part of your relationship that you may have with a man, you shouldn't force her to change because that's who she is. Just like she shouldn't force you to change by saying, well, you should never partake in that. If you want to partake in that, you should find someone different, because most relationships end, has been my experience in watching it over my 39 years, because someone refuses to change an aspect of themselves that someone else thinks they should. So save yourself the trouble and the years and the heartbreak and figure out how important this is to you and let it go, or decide it's not that important to you and she's more important to you, but then you truly have to let it go. You have to respect your feelings and leave it behind.
Yeah, because I don't think it has anything to do necessarily with her trying to shut out a part of your life, of this girl's life, because, like, if she really wanted to shut out that part of her life, she'd be like, I don't want you to see him anymore. Like, she's totally fine with you with that part of your life. She just doesn't want to be involved in that part of your life. And I don't think that that's bad. I feel feel like she's very self-aware, and that's a really good thing to have as a person. Like, because I have known numerous people, myself included, that would be like, okay, fine, even though I'm not super comfortable with it, and then get like a week or two into it and be like, I fucking hate this. This is not my cup of tea, and be like, I hate you
for doing it to me.
Right? And I also hate this motherfucking guy with a penis. Like, all of the things. Like, I would be so upset. So, like, I really respect the lesbian for being like, yeah, no, that's no. No, you can continue doing it, but I'm just not going to be involved in
that. I would also be real curious to know if you've had long, drawn-out conversations with your boyfriend as to whether or not he's truly interested in getting to know her, or he's truly interested in a threesome.
Yeah.
Right. Those are two very different things.
Just watching.
Yeah. Yep.
Or participating. Yeah. Like, what is his... And if it's the threesome, that's okay. You guys can have that conversation too. But I think you're placing a lot on, well, see, he'll do it and you won't. When that may not be... And I don't know. Right. I don't know him at all. But that may not be his end game.
Yeah, it could be just like a purely physical thing for him to be like, yeah, I would do that. And then... you know, not have a relationship with the other girl. Yeah. I would be curious. Like, I think it would be fun to have somebody on here that was part of a throuple, because I am curious how that works and how they got to a place where they're so confident to be able to share their lover with somebody else and not feel jealous or not worry. Maybe, you know, like somebody likes somebody more than the other, or, you know, I can't.
Oh my God, Stacey, I'm on the same page. I would love to know that.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched that show, You, Me, and Her?
No.
It's on the Audience Network, I think is what it is.
Wasn't there a Showtime show about this, too, where they, like, followed around groups of people that were in... I think it was called Polyamorous. I think it was, like,
maybe
on the nose. Like,
it wasn't hard to guess what that show was about.
But I don't think this
I have so many questions. Like, how do you decide, like, who to spend Christmas with? If you're in this situation where, like, you're in an open relationship, and doesn't the other person get jealous if you spend Valentine's Day with that person and not this person? Yeah. Or if the three of you are together, how do you, you know, like, if you have one-on-one time with one of them, does the other person, is it always three people in the bed? You know, I'm very curious how it works.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because in that show, You, Me, Her, like, it is so much like, in the beginning, the guy strayed, the wife went to find the girl, also liked the girl, and then they decided that all three of them should get together because they all had this connection. It's a really good show, actually. It's supposed to take place in Portland. I really don't think it does. I'm sure it's filmed.
But how were the first girl's feelings not hurt? And how did she not feel betrayed?
Super,
and
she was super
how could she
hurt.
Trust him again?
Oh, yeah. No, she was super hurt.
That's not how all poly relationships
start.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it comes down to all three people in the party have to agree.
Right.
It can't just be two people think it's a really cool idea, and now they have to try to convince the third. It's got to be something that all three are on board with. And you can't make the third person feel guilty or inadequate if they don't want to be part of that. That's not what they signed up for in the beginning.
And there has to be a spot for your jealousy. Like, I feel like it's almost like it has to be this thing that you can, like, take out and, like, put on a shelf. Because it, I feel like jealousy has no belonging in a polyamorous relationship. I'm not in one. I don't know. But I feel like jealousy would be, like, almost like a silver bullet. You know what I mean? Like a stake in the heart of a vampire. Like, it's got to be something that is very crippling. Or... there's it's said to be, yeah, exactly. It could be either one or both. Maybe it's all of the above. Who knows? Let's get someone on here.
I knew a couple, right? Like, I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast. I don't think she does. But I knew a couple that the wife liked to watch other women have sex with the husband. Like, she would, like, sit in the corner, and it was a turn on. The jealousy was the turn on. And like, the feeling of, okay, yeah, he's doing that, and that's hot, and then he comes home. He chooses me ultimately in the end. And I'm like, ouch. Like, that hurts my heart so much to even imagine that I can't, like, connect the turn-on part to where I would, like, willingly let myself go through that.
Boy, did that dude hit the jackpot with that woman.
Yeah, right.
What a lucky motherfucker.
But she gets to pick the girls, so maybe she picks girls that are, like, uglier than her or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Pick my Marla Hooch. Okay, honey, you want to have sex with somebody else? Okay, here's Marla
Hooch. What a hitter!
In the docuseries on Showtime, they talk about the jealousy a lot, and they follow three different couples around, or three different... some of them are more than three. Some of them are like five. And they talk about how jealousy in the beginning, like whenever someone kind of introduces. So what usually have for these people, I can't speak for all people in polyamorous relationships, but for these people, when one of the individuals is thinking about dating someone, they go and talk to the other people that are involved in their relationship and say, I've met someone, I have feelings for them, I think I would like to take them on a date or start dating them. How do you feel about that? And they have the option then to either say sure, like, or no, I'm comfortable with, like, the situation we have right now. And so after that, then they go from there. So if they decide that then they're going to go on dates with this person, and then depending on whether or not they like them or think that they'd be a good addition, then they bring them to and introduce them to the rest of the people they're in relationship with. But they also, in this docuseries, were very upfront with the people they were going to date too, that I am in a polyamorous relationship. Like, there are other people that I'm in committed relationships to, and I don't do things behind their back. So if we're going to date, I want you to know that there's, you know, 2-3 other people that know about this, and you have to be okay with me being with them, because that is the life that I'm living in. Yeah. So it's, I don't know. It's not for I don't think it's for everyone. Like, you were talking about, he hit the jackpot. Even if that was something Lex liked, I don't think I could do it.
No, I can, like, never fucking do that.
I have no desire to, like, sleep with other women. I certainly don't want to sleep with a man. And
sleep with Andrew Cuomo.
Whoa, Gene. You'd give up your gold star for Andrew Cuomo?
You know what?
Andrew, if you're listening.
Look, since turning 50, I realized,
I like to kick, stretch.
And I'm like, well, if Andrew Cuomo asked me out on a date, I'd go. So if it came to having sex with him, I give up the gold star status.
Wow.
Oh, cool. Gene, for Andrew Cuomo, like, of all the men to give up your gold star to?
Yeah, well, it was either John Kennedy Jr., so there goes that. and Prince William, but I think he's pretty locked in and Andrew is, and so that's, you know, I'm very attracted to his intelligence and his capability and his chin dimple.
I have to say, I did not see that one coming.
I kind of had a feeling after the last discussion about Andrew Cuomo and Jean, like, seemed like she needed to get up and change her pants afterwards.
No, it's not. No, we'd have to use a lube. We'd have to use a lube. Oh, God.
All right, our last question is.
Next question.
I'm gonna keep her anonymous for this one. Been dating my girlfriend for about 6 months. Now, part of that time has been during this whole quarantine thing. I thought we'd be talking on the phone more, but every time I ask her to FaceTime, she says she's busy. She barely texts me now, and I'm really confused. I've asked her point blank if she's just not interested anymore. She says that's not the case and just feels blah. Now I'm worried that she's suffering from depression. Am I overreacting? My friends say that these are red flags, but I can't shake the feeling that something's actually wrong.
So I'm curious, like, I don't think depression is a red flag. I'm wondering if the friends mean, like, these are red flags that she doesn't want to talk on the phone. She doesn't want to FaceTime.
Right, that's what I
think. I'm going to go with that's what your friends are talking about. But I'm curious, like, did she FaceTime with you a lot before going into quarantine? Because some people are not FaceTime people. It's awkward. Do not like FaceTime. Jack is the only person I FaceTime because, like, it's just, I don't like the, well, we don't have awkward silence. I can set the phone down and continue doing my hair and it's not a weird thing, but I don't like awkward silence. So if she was somebody that FaceTimed you all the time up until quarantine, I would say, and you've asked her point blank, did this fizzle out? And she said, absolutely not. I think that you're right and that she might be struggling with quarantine depression and you should probably bring that up to her and, you know, suggest maybe talking. There's a ton of resources out there for her to talk to somebody about that because that's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, because, I mean, I would also be like, what? You're busy. What you doing? Because, right? I mean, it's impossible to, like, get out of anything these days. Like, Gail and I were joking, like, we were, like, trying to get out of a game night that we had scheduled with our friends, and I was just like, well, we can't say we're busy. Like, we have to come up with something. Like, they're going to be like, what are you busy doing? Nothing.
I have diarrhea. That's all there is to it.
I've used the I'm hungover one. That's always the case.
You've used
though.
That on us.
I will. Hey. So that time. What? You guys even saw me
use diarrhea on us?
No. Hungover.
Not diarrhea. Oh, no. Not yet.
You can't even use diarrhea because you could just bring the phone in the bathroom and mute it.
But my point is this. I truly think that, I mean, obviously, if there's not anything there any longer and she's kind of like it's fizzled out and maybe she doesn't have the heart to tell you right now, that's a possibility. That does exist. That could be it. But chances are, like Stacey said, she's probably suffering from quarantine depression, and that is very real right now. There are numerous people that have never had depression before in their lives. They've been like up and bubbly and da da da, but now they're like locked into their homes. Maybe they're extroverts that don't know how to deal with not talking to people, having that human interaction all the time. That's a very real thing, and that could be the case. I mean, I don't want to say for sure. Like, obviously, I don't know this girl. She could be an introvert that's just like totally digging her alone time and doesn't want to freaking get on the phone, you know? That's also a possibility. But I also think that it's possible she's done, but she's just doesn't have the heart to tell you. But I doubt that that's the case. I really do. I doubt that's the case because there's a lot of ways that she could get out of it if she really wanted to.
Yeah, and I feel like if you asked her point blank, like, did this fizzle out, or are you just not interested anymore? why would she tell you, no, I'm still interested? Right. That was her out, you know? Yeah. Why wouldn't she just be like, you know what? It has fizzled out a little bit.
Right. And it'd be so easy if, like, during this time in particular, for her to be like, yeah, it has. Because she doesn't have to see you.
Right.
She's not going to run into you at the bar. So it's cool. You know, like, I think she's probably being very honest, but she just doesn't know how to handle herself during all this crap.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's important for all of us to remember that it's not always about us. People's moods, people's reactions, people's like mental state. My toddler screaming for no reason. It's not always about us. Like, so I would have questions for this person that sent us in this question. Does she have roommates? Does she live with her parents? Does she live with a sibling? Does she... You know, what's her living situation like? She could not want to FaceTime because they only have one shared area and she doesn't have internet reception in her room and she doesn't want to talk to you on FaceTime in front of her roommates or her parents or anything. Like, maybe is she still working? Like, there's so many things, and Aaron and Stacey are both right. Quarantine depression, there's a lot of, you would think being able to stay at home should be relaxing, but it's only relaxing when you choose to stay at home. And a lot of people don't know how they're going to pay rent this month. They don't know how they're going to be able to afford food. They don't know if they're in college. Again, I don't know your age, but is school starting back up? Like, there's all of these factors that play into quarantine that I don't think everybody is acting like themselves all the time. And you said you've only been together for 6 months, and part of that has been in quarantine. What were your activities like before? Like, it just may be totally different for her. She could be an extrovert, which is, this has been terribly hard on extroverts, like very, very hard. She just may not be that into you. Like, I don't, but I feel like if she wasn't, because you gave her the out, she probably would have told you that she wasn't, but it's probably not about you. It's probably some external forces that are really messing with her. Does she have a lot of anxiety about getting sick? Like, are people coming in and out of her house doing all kinds of things? Is she an essential worker where she's out in the public, so now she's stressed out? Like, there's all these things that could be playing into it. If you care about her, I would wait until quarantine's over and see what happens and just keep reassuring her that you're there for her, and if she wants to talk, that you can listen. There's not much else you can do. It's not like you can go out and date other people. If you have that urge to go out and meet someone new, then you should break up with her and, you know, get back to online dating. It's only 6 months. So
yeah,
I would say go with how you feel about it. If you think she's worth it, stick it out. Remind her that you're there for her and see what it's like after quarantine. If you're over it because of her radio silence, it's okay to be over it. Sometimes people just don't work out.
Yeah.
Jean comes back on with her blurred background. What? It cracks me up so bad.
Blurred!
She looks like not blurring it on purpose! You know what? Frontier Communications fucking sucks. Don't get Frontier Communications because the fucking internet sucks.
Wanna know.
Like, that's Comcast.
I hope somebody from Frontier is listening. Your fucking internet sucks.
Proceed.
I don't know why. This brings up a good question. I think people stay in relationships way longer than people should stay in relationships.
Because, holy shit.
And I'm not, listener, I don't mean you. I don't know your situation. I don't know your girlfriend.
You mean,
I don't mean
me,
you.
Jackie.
No, I mean all of us at some point. Yes. Every one of us at some point.
That's my life story.
Yeah.
And it's because why? Like, why do we stay in them so long?
Because we're so afraid to hurt their feelings, even though we're dying. Like, it's that one part in all of us that remains the same, where we're like, I remember staying in a relationship way too long because I was so afraid of breaking her heart. When really, her heart was already broken. I already broke her fucking heart. You know what I mean? Like, our hearts were both broken. We should have just left when that happened instead of trying to repair some bullshit foundation. Like, that's the problem. It's like, you just got to figure out when, like, I feel like too, like, learning how to be assertive. I feel like you stay in relationships longer when you're younger.
Yep.
You know, because you're so afraid of being assertive and standing up for yourself. Like, now, if I were in a relationship that I was not happy in, I'd be like, no, Probably not. I wouldn't do that.
I don't even think it's, I think it's also not being assertive confrontationally. It's being assertive and being willing to state what you need.
Yes. Because you don't really know what you need at a younger age. But now I feel like we know kind of, maybe. I don't know.
Well, no one wants to, it's hard to tell your partner you're not getting your needs met because you don't want them to feel like they're failing at something if you care about them. So then you just get this perpetual cycle of not getting your needs met because you don't want to hurt their feelings. And when, in all honesty, if they knew something was wrong, they'd probably fix it. Like, it's this weird conundrum. If they care about you, they'd want to fix it. Like, I don't think people intentionally, unless you're with the absolute wrong person, are not meeting your needs. Like, they just don't know that it's happening.
Right.
We don't ever stand up for ourselves. Well, I mean, some people do.
I wish I was that person.
Preach, sister, preach.
Well, there's also a fine line between standing up for yourself and saying what you need and being a dick, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you wait until you're irate about it, then it's not going to be as impactful as if you have a calm conversation at, like, a normal day saying, hey, can we talk about whatever it is? Like, I'm always the one that takes out the trash, and taking out the trash is my least favorite chore, whatever, like... It could be as simple as that. But if you're taking out the trash every day for 20 years and you hate taking out the fucking trash, that shit's going to wear on you.
Yeah, it is. And you're going to snap one day.
Taking out the trash is a job in my house, and I don't mind it because I think it's simple and dumb. But I use it as an example. Lex, you listen. I don't mean me with the trash. Like, I would have told you I hate taking out the trash. It's not a big deal.
I don't like taking out the trash, and Gail knows it. And you know what else I hate? Is I hate taking out the trash and putting a new bag in the trash can. That is literally my worst. Oh, I would much
rather. Spoiled, pampered little shits.
Gail does it all the time. I
have to do fucking everything.
Leo.
I mean, crying me a river, Jean. Well, if you come here and move in, we will take your trash out.
I will take the fucking trash out.
All right.
I kind of like it because it gives me a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, taking the trash out does not bother me in the slightest. I was just using it as like those. It doesn't have to be something major. Like, it can be those little things are what wear you down over time that you just bottle up and you don't want to say anything about.
I have one that so when we get home, we just take our shoes off, right? We just come in the door and take our shoes off because I don't like walking around the house with my shoes on. And
Gail
snapped at me one day because she came in and tripped over my shoes. And I was just like, okay, I'll stop. I promise I'll stop. I've never stopped.
Gail was just having a bad day.
It's just like, I just like to just take my shoes off. You know what I mean? I hate walking around the house with my shoes on because I work in like an environment where there's like dirt everywhere. So my shoes are just dirty. So I just want to come in, take my shoes off. And I had like six pairs of shoes. She was so mad at me. She was just like, I swear to God, you got to get rid of your shoes. She was like, Hulk smash. And I was just like, I don't know. Okay, I'll do it. I promise. I love you. Never stopped.
That's inconsiderate.
I know.
See, all you women out there listening that lust after Aaron Zach, you don't want to deal with that.
I'm a bitch.
She doesn't care how much you feel, how you feel about it. She's going to do what she wants.
Yeah, I'll do what I fucking want. I'm forced.
I don't know why we stay, though. I don't know why we hold on to things until they're bloody and broken. And Gail just sent us a picture of Aaron's shoes. And we're going to put this on our Facebook page.
Oh.
Because it is.
What a whore. Don't you have a closet at home?
Yeah.
I put a bin by the door. Like a big, like, whatever 15-gallon, like, Rubbermaid bin with like leaves printed all over it by the door. So when my kids come in, I'm like, just throw them in there so I can't see them.
That's a really good idea.
You should get yourself in.
I don't know if that's going to happen here, but it's a good, actually out right outside this door is the garage and I could take them off in there.
Then you get spiders in your shoes.
That's right. Or lizards. Hello.
There's lizards. God.
Don't you think that if you did those little things that cost you nothing to show your significant other that you're actually listening, don't you think those make the biggest impacts?
Yeah.
Yes, but I know there's got to be some stuff that you do that you know annoys Alexis that you still do.
I don't intentionally annoy my wife.
No, but there's probably some stuff that you're like, eh, I know that's probably like something that would annoy her that you do anyway. It's not intentionally annoying her. It's just
like I know
she wants me to, you know, be better about hanging my towel up or not leaving my shoes there or putting the mail here or not getting the mail so she can get it or letting my car get dirt, whatever the case may be. There's got to be some stuff.
Nope. I'm
no. Perfect. You're the perfect wife.
I'm sure there is. But I do try to be cognizant of any time she tells me she doesn't like something that I don't do it. So
yeah,
if there is, it's because it hasn't been brought to my attention. I'm sure there is though. Like, I'm sure I do things that drive her fucking crazy. But because I don't know what they are, I can't stop doing it. But I do try whenever she mentions something.
I try my best because if Kai mentioned something, you know it's annoying because he's pretty good about overlooking my flaws. But he asks me to empty the lint trap in the dryer every single time I do laundry. And you know when you do that like load of a couple pairs of jeans, there's no lint.
Fire hazard.
Yes. So I empty like every third time or if I do towels. And he will like go in and check it randomly and it'll be like the second time I've done laundry. And so there'll be lint in there. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, I swear I empty it every like third time, but he wants me to empty it every single time. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it every time when there's like one tiny little inch.
See, yeah. This is just it with my shoes. Like, I feel like they're not in her way. She's not going in that closet. Like, so why do I need to move them? I will work on it. God damn.
Hey, you do you.
No. That's not how it rolls, and you know that. Come on, Jackie.
What about you, Jean? Did you ever intentionally annoy your significant others?
Oh, God.
Fucking Leo's, man. I can't wait to hear this.
I don't do it to intentionally annoy.
No, here's the thing.
Same here, Stacey, same here.
I annoy my significant others just by being me. So I don't, annoy anyone. That's been my history. Just me being me was annoying enough for my exes.
Well, then you date some bitches.
No. Damn. My fucking heart, man. That's making my heart break. Jean, you don't annoy me at all.
I absolutely did not. I do not ever remember doing anything intentionally to piss anyone off.
You know what you need, Jean?
What?
You need a water sign. You need a Pisces or a Cancer or an Aquarius. Not me and Aaron. Well, I mean, you take Aaron.
Right.
But
right.
You need a water sign.
A single woman of that would do well.
I've only ever, like, Leos. Leos are, like, whatever. It's probably because my mom's a Leo.
You got mommy issues.
Who doesn't?
I'm just kidding. I say that because I totally have mommy issues.
I have them. 100%.
That's why I find older women so sexy. It's
same.
Twisted, but it's because of my mommy issues.
Mm-hmm. That's real fucked up. You know, Freud? That Freud, man, he was a smart dude.
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with toilet training.
No.
You need a water sign. They're more laid back. They're more go with the flow. They're more like creative.
I absolutely need somebody who is laid back and somebody who does not get, someone who doesn't roll their eyes when I do goofy shit. That's what I.
I fucking laugh.
Water sign, yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Stacey's a water sign too. She's a Cancer.
And Jax is Pisces, mm-hmm. and so Kai is Pisces, and my daughter is Pisces. Like all my closest people are Pisces.
Pisces, Cancer, and what?
Aquarius.
Okay. So, all right. So I'm gonna have to put out an APB. I'm gonna have to put out. If you are a water sign, hit me up.
I will warn you this about water signs, though. We get our feelings hurt very easily.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look at me the wrong way, and I'm
but
my.
We forgive hurt. Even easier. Yep. So we'll get our feelings hurt, and then if you say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, we're like, okay. We just want to acknowledge that our feelings were hurt.
You know,
and that it was you that hurt our feelings, not that it was me taking it wrong. You're the motherfucker.
I don't forgive easy at all.
That's not true.
All right. Well, okay. I could say I'm sorry. I could say I'm sorry when I've done something wrong. I absolutely can do that. So even if the water sign is sensitive, if they forgive easily, I could work with that.
Stacy says she doesn't forgive easy. I've known her half her life. She does.
I feel like I hold grudge. Like, I'm easy to burn bridges if I've been burned. Like, I have like a 3-strike thing, and I'm like, bridge burned, done, go away. And I'm okay with that.
I can name like 3 examples of how that's not true.
Oh, let me get out my notepad. I should be taking notes this whole time, but I haven't been.
I feel like I totally, like, I'm okay. When I'm done, and I'm totally okay with, like, writing people off.
Here's my thing. I'm okay with writing people off, and I feel like it's necessary, but my thing is that I give in really easy to people that I shouldn't. Like, yeah. That's my thing. Like, I'm like, okay, I've been hurt, you know, 78 times by XYZ person, but I'm just going to be like, they're just going to slip into my DMs and I'm going to be like, oh, and that's not okay. Like, that's
so
not okay.
You're never really done with somebody.
I'm not. No. And I'm like, I'm done. And then in the meantime, I'm like, hey, how are you?
I've gotten better with cutting people off as I've gotten older. I was not good at it when I was younger.
I went over a bunch of them in my head, and you're right. It's people I care about.
Say it again.
What is she talking about? Yeah. It's people I don't really care about. So if you're like an acquaintance or like an okay friend of mine, and you wrong me, yeah, go away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You're right.
That's accurate, though. I mean, that sounds very typical too, because like, I mean, I let people that I have cared about a lot in my past hurt me a lot, which is sad. That the people you care about.
The other downfall to water signs is the upside to it is we're empathetic. The downside to that is like if Lex is in a bad mood, I get in a bad mood because I can't shake it because I'm so tuned into her emotions. Same. When she gets fucked up, which is not fair to her. Because she just needs to be mad about something sometimes. So I'm immediately like, fuck this. And I get all worked up, which isn't helpful. So I need to be put in my place sometimes like, this isn't about you. I'm upset that something did not do with you. So just relax. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay. But we feed off of emotions.
Oh, yeah.
Leos do that too.
Oh, well, you guys are a whole different breed. Leos are like a whole.
Yes.
You have your own bullshit.
I feel like you are pegging me. You are categorizing me.
Probably.
Yes.
Probably exactly what's happening. Based on your sign, if you go very closely by. I'm exactly the same way as you, Jackie. Like if Gail's like in some sort of like, you know, just like in a mood, like right now, like she's been not working for however long, like, sometimes she gets in moods, like we all do, right? And I'm like, she's mad at me. What did I do? Like, and then there's like
it's our fault.
Yeah, I'm like, there's this part of me that's like, did I get do I not remember something that I did? Like, what's going on?
I get that, too. I see that.
Yeah, so I'm like,
Kai's never mad at me. So when he acts like he is, I'm like, oh God, what did I do? How do I fix it?
Right.
And like in his face, like, do you love me? What happened? Because he's never mad at me. So I feel like I'm over the top with it if he is.
It's a water Same. Sign thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just like constant need for people to just be like, everyone, are you good? You're good. I'm good. We're good.
We need everyone yep. to be calm and in harmony.
Yes.
But we're
yes.
also, because we have that tendency, we're the most accepting for people to be exactly who they are because we want them to be in harmony, which is why I say, if you have encountered people that think you're weird, be with a water sign because they adapt easy.
Yes. And we accept people who are because... We just want you to be happy.
Everybody be fine.
Man, that's all. We're like the perfect hippies. All
right, water sign it is.
We'll find you one.
Stay away from Scorpios.
Ugh. Stay away from Taurus.
Scorpios are hot. Stay away from them. Fire burns. It always burns.
If Lincoln can understand that, you should be able to understand that.
I did have a thing with a Scorpio once years ago.
Yeah, everyone had a thing with a Scorpio. It was just a thing.
What is the date for Scorpio? What are the dates for Scorpio?
Like late October.
Late October November. And
I've never had a Scorpio.
I did.
Don't put it on your list. You're not missing anything.
And it's on my do not try list.
Yes.
That thing is.
They are good in bed, though, I gotta say.
Mm-hmm. You know who else are just the worst are Tauruses. Tauruses are the worst.
Taurus?
That a water sign?
No, they're an earth sign.
It's a bull.
Oh, Aquarius. I'm sorry, I got the
No, movie. Listen, Taurus is, I think, worse than a Leo. No offense, Gene.
Yeah,
but I think more self, they're just so self-absorbed. They just think their shit doesn't stink. They're just, Taurus. You know what else is a Taurus? Is a Ford. And it was a piece of shit. So F off, Taurus.
My sister's a Taurus.
Yeah. Sorry, Gene.
No, that's okay.
Sorry, Julie, I love you.
What month is Taurus? February?
May.
Like late April, early May?
My sister's May 10th.
Okay. Because I know the end of May is Gemini.
Yeah, but the beginning of May and late April is Taurus.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
The other thing about Leos, do you ever notice they're the only ones that like announce it's their season? Like it's Leo season, everyone. Ba 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 ba. When it comes to Facebook, like, Leo season, everyone sit down. It's like, calm down, you guys. Jesus Christ. You're the center of attention the whole fucking year.
I never posted that once, ever.
You have not. But watch now you're all going to watch. When July rolls around, you'll start seeing it's Leo season on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we all know.
Preening.
Yeah.
They're all preening like a peacock.
You celebrate your birthday for a month. We get it. Yeah.
We get it. It's birthday month. All right.
What's everyone obsessed with this week?
So I saw this. I have to talk quietly because my family can hear me. So I saw on TikTok this family is doing the quarantine family Olympics. Mm. And so I wrote it all out and I started this entire thing and I put like sealed letters on my family members like dinner plates last night inviting them to the Olympics.
Aww.
And we start it tomorrow night and I'm so excited. We have like 7 events each night for 3 nights in a row and then the winner gets a prize and it's like it's silly stuff like who can slide the farthest in their socks, who can like toilet paper bowling with water bottles. Like it's silly stuff. Like some of them are going to be like 5 minutes long, some of them are like 10 minutes long, some are like 5 seconds, but like I can't tell you one because it might involve you, Jack, so never mind. But like it's just little silly stuff and I'm so excited because they have no idea. Like I mean they know what's going on but they don't know like what the events are, so we really need, like, the family bonding time, and I'm so excited.
Stacey, that is so cool. That is so fucking awesome. You know, if I had you for a mother, I wouldn't be nearly as fucked up as I am.
Right? I'd probably be attracted to women my own age.
As my daughter is in like 15 years, you'll see.
Your kids are some of the most well-adjusted human beings on the planet.
I believe it. I can see that.
For teenagers who are supposed to be hormonal and crazy, I mean, they have their moments, but these kids...
They have their moments.
These... Alexis, her daughter, has more emotional intelligence than most 40-year-old people I know. Like, it's insane how well-adjusted these kids are. I keep waiting for, like, some major thing to happen and they just, like, lose their minds. But, no. Lex is, what, 16? She's almost damn near an adult now and she still hasn't had, like,
a breakdown.
Teenage, angsty, two-year period. I mean, not... Sorry.
I mean, they have their stuff, you know, they're not like crazy, phenomenal, like, I don't know, but
we all have our stuff.
Right. They have teenage angst. We go through, you know, shit. They're not, you know, perfect. Nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's part of it though, is that because they know skills. They can come and talk to you. They know they have someone. Right. That is older and wiser. Not just, I mean, yeah, obviously in you, Stacey, you're their mom, but even like in you, Jackie, like Lex, I'm sure has had conversations with you, like just, or like her other, your other friends, Stacey, that come into your life that are, you obviously trust. Like the kids, I think when they are able to rely on adults and like be able to confide in them and know that like it's not like, like, go take me to get alcohol kind of trust. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm having this thing go on and I just need to talk to someone about it. Can I talk to you? Like, and that's a big deal for kids. And I think that that's amazing. I really do agree with Jackie. I barely know your kids. I've talked to them maybe like 6 times on here. And every time I'm like, these kids seem really freaking cool. Like, that's really awesome.
I hope they don't like get out of the house, like go off to college and like, go crazy and do all this stuff and like like it was all just like delayed.
I can't see that happening, Stace. I mean, you and I are so solid and unified in your parenting of them, and you just it just seems like, you know, just from the things that I see you doing with them just on Facebook alone, it just seems like you validate them as human beings every chance you get,
and as women.
Yeah, and as women, and I just think that is so much the key to being a good parent, is just like making sure your kids know all the time that they are valid human beings, and you know, you're there and you're listening and you know, just want to help them in any way you can.
Yeah.
Well, they have, as someone who has supervised hundreds of teenagers, hundreds. They have exceptional coping skills. Bad shit is going to happen in your life. You cannot get around it. You're going to get hurt.
Right.
You're going to get upset. You're going to get disappointed. But the way, especially Alexis, because of some of the things she's had to go through, Kira, not so much yet, but she's young. She'll have her time. The way she's able to process things and like look at it from the elevated like 30,000 feet view and really see like this will not matter in 5 years, and she's able to wrap her head around that as a teenager, is I've never seen anything like it in someone that age, because there are people our age who cannot do that. Like, she understands that the right now isn't permanent. Like, that she will get through this,
that.
It will be okay, and this isn't her entire life forever. Like, this too shall pass, and so many people don't know how to do that. So, I don't think you have anything to worry about with your kids. And it's because you and Kai are, I mean, I know we always talk on here about how much fun and stuff you have with them. These kids have chores. And when I say chores, I mean legit chores. Like feeding pigs, cleaning stalls, emptying dishwashers, doing the dishes, like cleaning up after themselves. Like they have real grown-up chores that they have to do. And I think that makes them, one, appreciate you guys as parents more. Two, appreciate their free time more, because they don't just get to do whatever, whenever they want. And three, like, they understand the value of money. Like, I took Alexis shopping when we were living out there, and we walked into the store. We were at the outlet mall. And at She was 15 at the time. At 15 years old, she goes, I can't afford anything in here. And I'm like, what 15-year-old thinks that? She's not asking for stuff. She's not making a list. She wants mommy and daddy to buy her. She's like, I can't. We're not buying anything in this store. We need to go. Why are we even shopping in here?
Let's go to Forever 21.
They have like a real interesting perspective that's void in most kids their age. So yeah. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
It's probably from having kids as teenagers. Like, honestly, we were very young. So we probably shared some stuff with them that you probably shouldn't as a parent, but it ended up working out for us. But what you said about the realizing that everything is temporary, that's one of our family mottos, is everything's temporary. So when you're like, man, I really don't want to be shoveling dirt right now when we're outside and it's hot, it's temporary. Everything is temporary. Man, I hate this math class. It's temporary. Everything is temporary. So like, we tell our kids that all the time when they complain about stuff, like, man, I really don't want to be like doing this, whatever, in the rain. This sucks. You got to keep that in your head. This is temporary. Everything's temporary.
That's,
you know,
baby,
and so
thing. Can't last forever. That's what
can't last forever. So I think that's like, we've kind of instilled that in the girls a little bit. And I mean, tattoos, whatever. Some things are forever, but situations, a lot of the time, you know, we tell our kids to look at it. How long is this going to last? It's not forever. Just get through it. Embrace the suck.
I really like that. I like that. One of our really good friends, their family motto is everybody's working on something. And I think that that is so great to teach young kids, is that, you know, you may encounter people in your lives, in your young lives, where you're like, that person's weird, or that person's strange, or I don't know if I want to hang out with that. But it's you have to remember, like Jackie, you said, it's not always about you. A, B, they're working on something that you may not ever understand. So you just have to be able to embrace that and just be like, you know what? Everybody's working on something. Like, and I actually, for Christmas one year, got it printed for like us. Like, we have one that says everybody's working on something. They have one that says it. And then one of our other friends has it too, because we all would say it all the time, everybody's working on something. Cause it's so important to realize, yes, nothing is permanent. Everything's temporary. Let's just work through this. You know, people have all of their issues and eccentricities, and you just have to figure them out. And
don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick,
which we all have need pointed. Yes.
Gene, what do you think?
I didn't wait for this to last so long. I just wanted to talk about the Olympics. Go ahead, somebody else.
Gene, what are you obsessed with?
I'm obsessed right now with all of Stacy's baby animal pictures that she keeps posting on Facebook, and I'm so upset that I can't wait to like come to California and hang out with all of you guys, but I'm so upset that I'm coming after baby season.
Me too.
Those of us that live here may not even get to see him because of the quarantine. So
the baby goats, the kittens, I can't get enough of all of the pictures. I just can't. Baby animals are just the cure all to everything.
Good. I'm glad I'm not annoying anybody yet. I feel like I post pictures every day.
Get sick of those pictures. Never.
Good.
Aaron, what are you obsessed with?
Well, I'll be honest. I've been obsessed with writing lately because I'm working on my next book and also our project that we're working on together, our book that we're working on together. So I've been, every spare moment has been, or I'm obsessively checking Goodreads for reviews for The Road Home.
Stop doing that, Aaron.
Come on. I know.
Stop wasting your time on that.
I can't help it. I was conditioned to need validation right out of the womb.
You could decondition yourself when you start flicking some of those fucks away. That's how you decondition.
All right. Yeah, probably not. Not for this book in particular, because it's so personal for me. I just like, you know what? Like this, every time I like see a new review come out, I'm like, do they get how much this means to me? This review, I sort of regret writing it, to be honest, because it's like, it's so personal. It's so much of my my journey with my mom when she was sick that I worry that the first bad review is really going to send me into a spiral, because this is not, it's very real to me. All of it's very real. And the parts about cancer are very real, and everything was based in experience and not necessarily, like, my mom didn't have some fucking kid come live with her after me, though. Don't get that mixed up, all right? I'm just saying.
That's what makes it fiction.
Yeah, that part makes it fiction. But the part about the mom relationship and just, like, struggling for acceptance and that part's so real. And, like, to know that people are out there, like, reading it now and, like, Jackie, your words. I went, like, literally after last week when you said all that, I went in and told Gail, and I was literally in tears. I was like, Jackie said it's so good. I'm just, like, so happy right now. She's like, Jesus. I'm like, I can't stop crying. I was also drunk, but whatever. I'm just saying.
I've actually put off reading the end because I don't want it to be over. I haven't read in the last 3 days because I'm at the last, like, 40 pages, and I've been putting it off. It's very good, Aaron. You crushed
Thank
this
you.
One.
Thank you.
I'm
not happy.
Toot your horn again, but it's
toot my horn. No, but I'm just. I mean, like I'm very upset. I'm not gonna lie. I'm very obsessed with it right now. I'm like obsessively checking things.
I think
which is
of all the books you've written, I can hear your voice in this one the most.
Yeah.
It's That's... overwhelmingly your speech patterns compared to your other books, and the way you like word things and voice things. So this one's by far more of you than any of the other ones I've read, which may be why it's my favorite.
Yeah. Aw, that just broke. My heart just grew.
I wasn't trying.
I'm so excited to read it. I got it in the mail and I was like, oh my gosh. And Lex goes, what's that? Give it to me. She's like, book. Hold on. I'll read it first. So now she's reading it first.
I have to tell you, Stacey, has Lex read the Sid Rubin series from Stephanie Duell?
I don't know.
All right, so let me send you the link to it, because it's a young adult series. You probably love it too. She's like a young adult sleuth, like solving.
Oh, why haven't I heard of this?
In California, yeah, it's so good. And she's a Sid Rubin is a young lesbian. Not that saying that. I'm just saying, like, that's Stephanie's a lesbian, so she publishes with Bywater, and it is. There are three books. They're so fucking good. They're so, so good. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I got to look that up.
Yeah. I'll send you a link.
So I'm obsessed with this week. It's nothing spectacular because we're not doing anything. I was thinking earlier today how happy I am that I married someone that I could survive quarantine with so easily. Like, I had a friend text me earlier telling me she's ready to, like, kill her husband. And, like, you read all these Facebook memes about how if this doesn't end soon, like, there's going to be a divorce and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, damn, I feel really fortunate that. And sure, have we gotten on each other's nerves more in quarantine? Yes. But never. And mostly it's because we're working at the same time and, like, she's on a Zoom call and I come in the kitchen and do something or like whatever it is. But I'm really fortunate to be married to someone that we're going to leave quarantine. And I'm just like, yeah, I still love you. That's awesome. I don't want to kill you. So, my heart goes out to the people, 'cause I'm seeing a lot more posts about how domestic violence has shot up and how violence against children has shot up. And, I realize that I'm in a fortunate situation that not everyone is in. And, I hope that if you are in one of those situations that you reach out for help from the correct institutions and get yourself out of it, because you don't deserve to be treated like crap or to be hit, and your kids don't deserve to be hit, regardless of how angry your partner is. So,
yeah,
end it now.
Yeah.
And if you're in a relationship that's not going through that, hey, if you can survive quarantine for like 3 months with someone, you can survive anything with them.
Right? Yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So my beer is still just okay.
I'm still digging. I just poured the last of Apothic Rosé, and I am loved every drop.
Yeah, I'm like Costco wine never does me dirty. I like it.
Love it.
And she likes
my three different wines. All fabulous.
Well, that's it for us this week, guys. Have a good weekend. Be patient. Stay 6 feet apart. Wash your fucking hands. And if you live in Florida, get out.
Yes, don't be a dick.
Social distance.
Everything's temporary.
I love you, Floridian. I'll date you, Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, wow. All right. We'll edit that part out. I'm just kidding. I'm for sure leaving that in. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.